Welcome to Wellness Renaissance and Gluten-Free and Other Special Diets podcast, supporting you on your unique journey to finding your best health. Hey everyone, just wanted to give a quick update before diving into the episode. If you're listening forward, the dates that are in the episode apply to the 2017 class. That is when the interview was done. The dates for the 2018 Zilch to 5K class is April 12th through June 14th. That is the 2018 dates. So just to let you know that, all the information going forward about the class is still the same, but there you go. You have the dates. Check it out. Thanks so much. Well, hello there. This is Judy B. Thank you so much for listening. I'm going to get into a few things in this one. We're definitely going to talk about the topic at hand, but I have a few other pieces that I want to share, some that are related to walking and running, and a couple other events that are going on that are more generally related to our health and well-being and food, and who doesn't like to talk about food, right? We'll be talking to Eve Graves. She is the coach for Zilch to 5K, a class here in Duluth, Minnesota. Why is this important? Because what I appreciate about Eve and what she's trying to do is helping people find things they can do that they can be excited about. Maybe it's you're excited about the movement. Maybe you're excited about the social aspect of it, getting together, getting people out and getting them moving, whatever that might mean to them. But there's so many people looking for that. And I think there's a lot of people who feel inexperienced and insecure about trying new things. And I feel like this is a really great group. The group of people, Eve as well as a coach. So I definitely just want to share this and offer this up as an idea for people who might be looking for something. So take a listen. If you're looking for that something that is different and maybe you're feeling like a beginner, maybe you are a true beginner and maybe you're kind of beginning again, give this a chance. Take a listen, see if it fits for you. I'm going to give you details for signing up at the end, but if you go to the Tortoise and Hare website here in Duluth, which is tortoisehairfootwear.com, you'll find it, but I will give more detailed instructions at the end. And just by the way, if you are listening to this podcast in, say, 2018 or 19 or 2025, and you find this interesting, definitely still check it out. See if it's still going on. Knowing Eve, she'll still be making it happen. And another thing I want to share, because it keeps popping up in my awareness, and so I figure maybe there's a reason I need to pass it along. If you have greater mobility issues, say you really can't walk or run, there is a really great opportunity here in Duluth, and I am assuming it's in various other places too. But we have True North Adaptive Yoga, which you can find through the Courage Kinney Rehabilitation Institute here in Duluth. And they do, and I haven't been in any of the classes, I've seen some videos and had a chat with the guy who runs it, but basically it is to help anybody do yoga wherever they are at, whatever mobility issues they have. So they help you get to the floor, they help you get back up, various things like that. It's pretty fascinating. If you're familiar with Matthew Sanford and his work, he's a paraplegic who does and teaches yoga. That's basically what we're talking about. And I'll put a few of these links into the show notes too, so you can check that out easily as well. All right, and that brings me to a couple events that I want to share. These are actually through my food sensitivity group, my health discussion group, whatever you want to call it, known to most as Gluten-Free and Other Special Diets. If you are in Duluth or the surrounding areas, we meet the second Tuesday of most months, and you can find this information on wellnessren.com if you look under the events. But a couple we got coming up. April 11th is a Tuesday, of course, is PCOS, which is polycystic ovarian syndrome, and that is a discussion with Dr. Jocelyn Strand, who has been a guest on the podcast before. She's a naturopath, and to quickly read you the description that she gave me, PCOS, come and learn about the relationship of healthy hormone function to diet, toxic load, blood sugar, stress level, and nutrients. We will talk about symptoms, what the diagnosis means for women, and proven natural treatments. And if you haven't been to a talk that Jocelyn gives, I highly suggest if this topic interests you, come on down. She is a wealth of information. It's very conversational, and it's a great way to learn a lot of stuff that you don't just get typically from your doctor's conversations. So I highly encourage you to come if that topic is of importance to you. The second event is on Tuesday, May 9th, and the topic there is, do you live to eat or do you eat to live? And that's with Jody Richards. There's a little bit more detail about Jody on my website, but basically the description is, the good news is there's no wrong answer to the question. What is important is recognizing that in life, our relationship to food changes depending upon life circumstances, health, finances, and the time one has for food preparation. Join the discussion and explore some mindful approaches to eating. Again, we all love food. I think this is going to be such a fun topic. Jody has some really great information and some insights and some thoughts to share that really fit everybody, no matter where you are in your ability to cook, your desire to cook, your socioeconomic status, etc. So come on down. It does occur to me that you might want to know where to come on down to. So both of these events are going to be located at Lake Superior Interfaith Community Church here in Duluth. The address there is 1414 East 9th Street, and it is the lower level. The time of both events is 6:30 to 8 p.m. All right, just one more piece of housekeeping awareness. Housekeeping! And we'll be off to our interview. So, something happened with the audio that my audio guy did the best he could to fix and did a pretty good job. Everything is understandable, but there's these weird little clicks that pop up occasionally. And so, just bear with us through that. Not sure what happened there. But technology can be a mysterious mistress. All right, let's head into the interview with Eve. Hello, Eve.
Hello.
Today, so we have Eve with us today, and she's going to tell us all about Zilch to 5K, which is a running group here in Duluth, Minnesota. And so part of the reason I want to do this with you now, Eve, is because you've got a session of Zilch to 5K coming up very soon, right?
Yes.
April.
April 6th is when the first class is.
Okay.
And it runs until June 15th.
Okay. So right before Grandma's Marathon.
Yes.
Okay. And I've been a part of Zilch to 5K a few years in a row, and I think I've even mentioned this on previous podcasts, but part of why I want to have Eve talk to us is because I love the concept that you have in really having something for beginning runners, like really beginning runners, not, hey, this is a beginner running class. Let's run 2 miles. This is a beginning.
I bet the total beginner.
Right. And that's how I started, because I basically said very much that I was not a runner and I didn't really think that I would do it. Medical professionals didn't think that I would do it. And so I came to this kind of with a lot of reluctance and kind of concern of just, okay, how is this going to work? But I dove in on the recommendation of a friend who said, like, hey, no, this is cool. Everybody's, you know, it's go at your own speed. And I had no intention, honestly, of running the Irvin when I started. I just didn't even think that was a possibility. And I did. And so I love the fact that I could join as a very, very beginner, somebody who, you know, it didn't even run if you were chasing me. Like, no. And
that's my favorite. I like to prove doctors and people wrong. I love to take the people who say I can't and show them how they can.
Right.
And just like with you.
Very much like me.
Yeah, I remember the first day you came in and you're like, I don't think I'm going to be able to run. I have this, and this wrong. And like, oh, heck, no problem. We'll just work around it. And you did great.
Yeah, certainly surprised myself. That's for sure. So yeah, people come to Zilch for a lot of different reasons. Some people come for, you know, hey, I want a social group that I can get some movement with. And that's certainly a few people that I've run with over the years. But there are certainly people, too, who start and end up running grandmas, too.
Yep. Yeah. And I always tell people the safe way to do something like that is take a year of 5 and 10Ks, then a year of half marathons. And then if you really want to do a marathon at that point. But I'm a big believer, based on my coaching background, I've been coaching for 30 years. and this is a 6th year of Zilch to 5K, I had the privilege of working with a big group in the cities called Northwest Club Run, where we had about 600 runners, and I was able to coach the beginners, the mid-distance, and the marathon groups. Plus, I coached the skiing group and was in charge of it. And I learned a lot. I got to work with all these different coaches. Plus, I've been able to coach some high schools, and I've coached a variety of sports. So I've had my coaching certification for years, and I've picked things up. But I've made the conscious choice to work with the beginners, because I found I've worked with all levels. I've worked with beginner, intermediate. I mean, I've even worked with some elites in the high school scene. And I've discovered that it's more rewarding, and there is nobody else that does it, that to work with the total beginner. I want those people who are, I mean, a lot of people are scared when they come to the class. And I, you know, I assure them, we'll work with what you have. The first night, we have an awesome physical therapist, Sherry Christian, comes in. And she's been doing this every year, and she helps everyone get in the right shoes, because that's one of the most important things, is making sure you're in the right shoe. If you need an orthotic, you got to start with that. And then I'm more of like the nurturing coach, where I may tell you more than you want to know, but I want to make sure. I mean, I remember one of the first races, the Morgan Park 5K that we do, showing people how to put their pin their bibs on.
Oh, right.
You know, that's how green everybody was. And it was great. I love sharing the knowledge. And my biggest goal is to get people moving, you know, get rid of the excuses. This is a no excuses class. It meets Tuesday, Thursday from 6 to 7. And how hard is it to schedule your haircuts and other stuff on other nights of the week? You know, I understand some people have things they can't control, but, you know, getting out there, just moving. And then Saturday, Sunday, we go and we either bike or hike or do something just to get people moving. And we go the pace of the slowest person. So I say right in the, you're surrounded by people your own pace. The walkers walk together, the runners run together, and we start so slowly, you know, 5-minute walk, 30-second to a minute run, and 13-minute pace would be fast for our group. We do work a lot on pacing. I have, everybody gets to take a chance wearing my Garmin, and they get to lead the group with the pacing, so that everybody kind of learns what it feels like to go a 13-minute pace or a 15-minute pace. And then we slowly build up so that eventually we are at a 5K. Some people in the group might do it in 39 minutes, while others are taking over an hour when we're doing an actual event. I don't call them races, because our group gets more for their money. You know, you pay that race entry in, and we're out there longer, so we get more, right?
An interesting way to look at it.
Oh, yeah. It's fun. And it's not like they're going to leave. The timers have to stay there. It's usually me. So I just tell you guys, you know, take as long as you want. I just want to see you do it. And I'm not leaving.
Right. And like you were saying, you do the kind of the short stints in the beginning and kind of build forward. And then you do have a lot of times a group of walkers that don't even, you know, they don't run for whatever health reasons or whatever things are going on.
Yep, and we do have that. We've got, and right now I think we're split, about half walkers, half runners, which is awesome. The people in the group this year so far range in age from 29 to 72, with, I would say, the average age is probably 50s to 60s.
Wow.
So, and it's almost all women. And then kids do come free, because I found that we get a lot of single moms in our group, and what an awesome bonding thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've had... And I used to be a special ed teacher, so you can bring any kind of kid in there that you want. It's the best thing for them. I've worked with just about every kind of challenge that a child could have.
Which is great. It's a nice thing for parents to be able to bring their kids. Know it's going to be a good environment for them.
Right. And everybody's been really supportive. Like, if the mom wants to walk and the child wants to run, we just take them with us.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things we do that's really fun is the predicted mile, where, and you've done this.
Mm-hmm.
You, haven't you won it before?
I won some awesome socks, man.
Yeah. And so we do that 3 times, and it's really fun. The first time, everybody always seems to say, oh yeah, it's going to take me 20 minutes to do a mile. I'm like, nah, it's not, even if you're walking. And it's fun to see the differences. And then to see the people who've been in the class more than 1 year, they can almost hit that straight, you know, right on.
Mm-hmm.
And then to see the improvements, it's not about how fast, it's about how well you know how to pace. And that's what a lot of this is. The other thing that I think I do that's really unique is we start out with, you know, the dynamic stretching. We work into the, we do our movement, and then, and we're almost always on the Munger. If the weather's bad, I have another location, and then we do go to a track for the predicted mile, but we also, then we strengthen everything that you could hurt while you're running. You strengthen your ankles, your calves, your knees, your quads. We do core. We try to make our arms look pretty, so when you're wearing those nice tank tops, your arms look nice and buff. You know, and people may start out with half a push-up. By the end, they're doing three. It just depends on what people can do. We've got people who've got fake knees. We've got people who have bad knees. We've got people with new hips. I mean, just about everything and anything. Part of the reason I'm really sensitive to other people's needs is because I have some. I have a lot of, you know, issues myself. I have a connective tissue disorder that missing a lot of discs in my back. I have ankles that move, knees that move. I've had double knee surgery, got the orthotics going, and I have asthma. So, you know, I've heard a lot of people say, I have a bad back, I can't. I have bad knees, I can't. Well, yeah, you can. I do too. It's just a matter of what you want to do and how you do it. And so, you know, there's some people who can't get down on their knees to do some of the things we do, so we modify. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just about moving. And once people meet this group, it's unlike any other. Sometimes you might compare me to like an elementary school phys ed teacher. You know, I do make the group get in a circle and we introduce each other and we play little games, but it's not intimidating.
Right.
A lot of the people who've been in the group say, you know, I fit right in. I am not intimidated. And the first day I say, you can go too slow, fast for this group, but you can't be too slow. And I always tell people, if you're too fast, you have the option to leave, but we aren't going to go faster. We will go slower though. That's one of the neat things, that everybody supports everyone. It's really neat. We also, you'll learn how to do the TheraBand. We work with the ball. We're going to do some yoga again. We have a massage therapist coming in. We meet with another physical therapist. We talk about nutrition, hydration, just about everything and anything you could ever imagine. And then, oh, I also bring all my fun massage tools in.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and then you do get things to do on the off days. So your whole week is full if you want it to be. And then we do these events that are fun. The Morgan Park 5K, which I recently took over because it was such an appropriate event for our group. Flat as a pancake. You can walk 2.5K or run a 5K. All goes to the church in Morgan Park. It's a neat time. It's 4:30 on a Sunday afternoon. You get the, you know, they have the Coney dogs, the bake sale, the silent auction, the raffle. And there's only like 30 people, and it's most of our group.
Mm-hmm.
I still like your number the first year, the 666. That was neat.
Yeah, that was my first running race number ever.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure what that was going to turn into, but it all turned out okay, so I guess I'm fine. But
yeah. And then the Irvin, since it's been opening and closing so early, not everyone in our group has been able to get into it. So I've taken over the finish line for the Irvin, and we all volunteer there for not running. Still get a t-shirt, get to do all the fun stuff. And then I put on a couple other races, the Rivet Run, which is a trail race, and all the money goes to Patterson State Park. Then I'm always getting people involved in volunteering, and we do some social things too. Yeah, I think people have really kind of bonded with each other over the years.
The group is a really great group of people, and there have been some people who are very consistent, you know, over the years, or who go and come back or whatever. But it is a really cool group of people. When is the Morgan Park race?
That one is, I like to call it an event.
Oh,
race
sorry.
Is so intimidating. But anyway, it is June 4th, which is a Sunday at 4:30 in the afternoon. It's inexpensive, too. It's only $15 or $60 for a family. And then, you know, the after stuff is always so fun. It's no T-shirt, but it's not a big deal. Oh, yeah, and the other thing, when you join the group, you get a free tech shirt and a really good deal on a neon yellow. We wear bright colors so we can find each other.
Yes.
Always comes in handy.
Very helpful. Do you want to explain what a tech shirt is?
Oh, yeah, a wicking shirt. So when you wear this shirt, actually, they've been task shirts lately, which are bamboo.
Oh, and I love bamboo shirts.
Yeah, they're super soft. And, like, apparently you can wear them for 5 days and you won't stink. I've worn mine for a long time and it don't stink. But they're shirts that wick the sweat away, because you never want to wear cotton when you're exercising. Oh, my cat's putting in his 2 cents worth.
Aw, hi, kitty.
But you don't want to wear shirts cotton, because then you end up, it holds the moisture and you end up getting cold. That's another thing, too, is I'm good at showing people, you know, just all the little tricks. I've learned all these things over the years, and I love sharing my information with other people. If somebody comes up to me and says, you know, this hurts, what can I do? I usually know a stretch, or, you know, frozen peas are your friend. You want to get a bag of those at the start of this class because you are going to feel things because you're going to be using new muscles.
Mm-hmm. And talk about your running history just a little bit because you're more than a coach.
Oh, yeah. I've actually been running for 30 years plus. I've run thousands of 5 and 10Ks. I used to run one or two every weekend for probably a 10, 15-year stretch.
So literally thousands of...
Yeah, I have. And I still have all my race numbers, too, because I like to write that date and the weather and the time on the back of them. And then I've also run hundreds and hundreds of half marathons. I would do sometimes 4 in a month. Coolest thing I ever did was I pushed my dad up a mountain in a half marathon when he was in a wheelchair. That took a little while, and it was at altitude, but that was very memorable. And then we went back and ran it again. I've run 2 marathons. I actually got bored during both of them, so I don't like to go that far, long, whatever. It was just boring.
That's a long time. Like, that's just a long time.
I know. So I won't tell you why I ran the first. Well, I'll tell you. You can edit this out if you want to. So this guy I was dating dumped me, and I wanted to show him up, so I got a number the Wednesday before the first marathon I ran.
Uh-huh.
Didn't change at all, and ran it, and was on pace for like 4 hours. But I was running with a guy, a friend of mine, and he was having some nausea issues, so I stopped, circled back and stuff. So I think we did it in like 4:10 or something. But it was still, yeah. And I've since switched to just all, I run mostly trail now. It's a lot better for your body. But that's kind of my background. I also officiate the state cross country meet. I've timed races forever. I'm one of Grandma's Key volunteers. I write for Silent Sports magazine. And just, I've kind of immersed myself. I was the scorer for High Tech for years. And I've just chosen, a lot of coaches are concerned about their own training. And I have chosen to help others get moving because I think it's so important. I've coached tennis. I've coached Nordic skiing, done a little soccer, but I probably shouldn't have. I think I was better with the elementary, with the preschool children in soccer than I was with the high school children in soccer. Yeah, you know, I've coached a wide variety of things, and I just have found that I really enjoy getting people into it. And, you know, if somebody in the group wants to learn how to play tennis, I would love to show them how. You know, I like to just expose people to moving. It's like, just get out and move. Also, I am a competitive dragon boat paddler. I also started rowing last year. I've done 20 cordies, do some mountain biking. I also do a lot of biking. I'm a big proponent of cross training. Mm. I'm trying to think what else I do. I do all kinds of stuff.
Rowing has always intrigued me. Like, it just seems like a good upper body kind of thing to do.
It's quads and upper body, and you would be outstanding.
Really?
Yeah. Well, you don't have to see where you're going, for one thing. You know? And for another thing, you're tall.
Mm.
They want tall people in rowing.
Really?
I'm bringing you down there sometime.
I wouldn't mind. Do you have to, like, dip your head in the water?
Oh, heck no.
Oh, okay.
No, you don't get wet at all.
Oh, okay. Yay. All right. That sounds good then.
No, No. There's a learn to row class in the summer. It's really fun.
Okay.
Yeah, so I just do a lot of that.
So after Zilch is once a year.
Yeah.
And then after that, you kind of continue throughout the year and offer things to keep people moving too.
Yeah, the first class, all I was going to do was Zilch. I created it for Tortoise and Hare Footwear. They asked me to create a class. So I created Zilch to 5K. And then when I got done, the first group said, what are we going to do now? You have to create another class. So I said, okay. And I came up with Trails 101. And during that class, and that could be a whole separate podcast, during that class, I take people, walkers and runners, and we hit 40 trails in the Twin Ports area. During the week, it's non-technical trails, so it's just more like it could be gravel or just grass. And on weekends, it's technical trails, which have rocks and roots and turns and mud and hills and all that. Oh, that's one thing I do in the Zilch class, too, is I teach people how to run up and down hills. Mm. I mean, I teach you every single thing you could ever want to know in that class. But the trails is really pretty. Trails are a lot better for your body, and Zilch is a really good build-up to the trails because then you will have built up a lot of those muscles, and it's a lot of fun. It's just so pretty, some of the places we get to.
Yeah, and the other thing, too, is that during the later part of the summer where it gets hotter, but then you're in the woods, and so you have the canopy of the trees, and so it's not so hot.
Right, and on weekends, that's another thing. I'm not an early person, so our groups don't meet at 6, 7, or 8 a.m., like, ever. we usually bike at 9 or 10, sometimes 11 or 12. And then when we bike on the weekends, we go the pace of the slowest person. And typically we go eat afterwards. It's just kind of fun.
And you don't force people, like the weekends, if somebody can only do Tuesday and Thursday and can't do the weekends or whatever, you work with that. You work with kind of whatever.
Yep. Weekends are totally optional. They're just extra recreational. It's kind of, I'd be going out anyways, so I just invite everybody along. And the people can bring other people along on the weekends as long as they kind of follow our rules and don't make people feel bad. In trails, we end up doing about a 15 to 20 minute pace in the woods as per mile, and we walk all the uphills and anything that we could trip on or anything slippery, because our goal is to stay upright and enjoy. We take a look at what I call vistas. We'll stop and say, oh, look, what a beautiful vista, or look at this mushroom, or look at that stream. So we stop and smell the roses. We don't just run through the woods without. But my rule is stop before you look.
Ah, yes. That's a good rule in Duluth, walking down the sidewalks. So
Yeah, there's too much to see. And, you know, one of the things, too, is we do go to some of the trails that are the hardest trails in Duluth. But the way we do them makes it safe. Mm-hmm. So we take our time. Where some people might whip through it in an hour, 2 hours, we'll take 3 or 4 hours. And we're prepared for it, too. So we carry what we need to.
And then after trails, once fall hits.
Yep. And then trails goes from July 11th to August 12th, or October 12th, sorry. And we have a few races that we do, events that we do. The Brule is a big one that we do every year. It's a 2 mile or 5 mile. We also do the Rivet Run, which I put on. There's one in July and one in November. This year it's July 16th and November 12th. And they do fill up. I only allow 100 people. A lot of fun. Everyone gets a door prize. We get Coney dogs or chili dogs, whatever you call them. And then it's a really neat tech shirt. And this year I'm doing neon pink tank tops for the women. And navy blue with blaze orange writing for the men. So that'll be neat. And for the fall race, it's going to be the long sleeve. And they're all wicking technical t-shirts or technical shirts. And then in the winter, what we do is we do cross training 101, which is Nordic skiing. Next year will be a little different. What I'm going to do is just offer people lessons at no charge. I'll just set up a couple times, get people going, and then we're going to just do the weekend sessions next year. Unless we have a lot of interest, then I'll do the class again, but otherwise we'll just do the weekend sessions, which are just a blast. And I have a garage full of bikes. I have a garage full of skis, so I help everybody get equipment. I'm very sensitive to people's needs as far as finances, and I'm willing to work with people on that too. My goal is to get them moving. I'm never going to get rich. I just want to get people out there.
And you're also helpful with that in even just the running class of how, you know, where to find some clothes
yep.
that's less expensive, because you could spend a ton of money on clothes, and that's not the idea.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, as well as like water bottles and things like that, you know, if you want to do the longer runs.
Yep. I have a whole bunch of water bottle holders. We pick them up at garage sales and all over. And I let people try it out before they buy, just because I think that's really important. And then I also have, some people call me their personal shopper. We have some gals in the group, quite a few, who, you know, it's challenging finding the bigger sizes. So when I see something in a 2X, 3X, 4X that's used somewhere, I grab it. Mm-hmm. And so I have quite a few. And this year, Grandma's Marathon was really generous. They gave me a bunch of jackets in bigger sizes to give to some of the people in our group.
Nice.
So that will be a nice treat for some of the people who may have a harder time finding things.
Yeah, that's very cool.
Sorry, you're too small.
I don't hear that very often.
Well, you're tall, but...
Right. Well, yes. It's funny.
Yeah, and our group also has, everybody has a pretty dang good sense of humor.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes we have to be careful what we say when the kids are around, but, you know, you get a bunch of middle-aged women together, and it's pretty fun.
And throw us out in the woods, and
oh, heck yeah.
You can have a good time out there.
You get their first experience using a bush, and, you know, our big rule, you bring toilet paper or Kleenex on all the runs, because you never know what's going to happen.
Yeah, I'm so pleased to say I haven't.
So I'm wondering if there's anything that I'm missing.
That's what I'm trying to figure out.
For the couple things with pricing, this is pretty much one of the least expensive, well, it is the least expensive class in town for what you get. It's $60 for the early bird. So Zilch was $60 until April 1st. Trails will be $60 until June 1st, and then it goes up to $70 until the class starts. People are welcome to join after the class starts, too. We move pretty slowly. You know, I think most people could jump in at any time. The other thing that's really nice about having walkers and runners is if somebody's having a bad day or whatever, you know, just not feeling up to it and they're running, just walk. Mm. You can always walk less. You can always run less. Just coming is the big thing. And if you have a bad day at work, what I tell everyone, if you had a stressful day, you better come because it's a great place to vent. And what's set on the trail or set on, when we're running stays on the run. It doesn't leave there. Mm-hmm. So we've had a lot of people feel much better when they leave.
Well, and you're right. Half of the, or maybe 90% of the challenge sometimes with getting movement is getting out the door to go to where you need to go. And,
right.
You know, so it is, it, you know, you can promise yourself. I mean, like sometimes when I go to the gym, it's like, okay, I'm only going to go for half an hour. That's all I need to commit to today. But then I end up staying there for longer, or you get into what you're doing and it's just getting yourself over that little hump.
Right. And kind of fun because by the end of this class, people want to go further and further. They want the extra credit. Mm-hmm. You know, at the beginning, they're like, oh my God, I can't. One of my favorites is one of the gals in the class who couldn't even walk literally like 100 yards without getting out of breath. And now she went all the way in and she's been skiing and she is doing awesome. It's this year we're going to have her run. Just impressive. I love seeing the changes in people, in their attitude. Even people, you know, some of these people come to the class and they will not wear shorts. I can't wear shorts. By the end, they're wearing shorts. They're wearing tank tops. I mean, it's just, I think it really helps your self-esteem and everything. Just moving and knowing that there's other people out there moving. We're in a non-threatening situation.
Right.
You're not going to have anybody fast or judgmental. We don't have, it's just not our group. So
yeah.
So I've taken people, we've had people in our group. We've had people in our group with different sized legs and a lot of kind of serious problems who said, oh, I can't do this. Mm-hmm. And I get them in to see the physical therapist, Sherry, and she can get them going.
Nice.
So that's one of the big things. I tell people right away, tell me if your legs are two different sizes because you're going to get hurt.
Mm, that makes sense.
All right, cool. Well, thank you for doing this.
Yeah, I want to promote the whole concept of giving people an option and another option for movement and to try something.
Yeah.
And it's just, some of it is just people need to know stuff is out there. And, you know,
yeah.
When you're trying to find, it's also just trying to find things and being able to present people things with options. And maybe it's not an option that works for them, but maybe it is, or maybe it's just a, well, hey, well, let's just give this a shot and see what happens.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
So.
Thank you, Eve, for hanging out with us, your time, and all the work that you're doing. So you're intrigued and you want to know how to sign up. Well, you need to go to tortoisehairfootwear.com, which is TORTOISEHAREFOOTWEAR.com. You're going to look for the classes under the or on the top on the menu, and then Zilch to 5K, that's going to bring you a page where you'll need to click register, and then a form's going to pop up, and probably the best way to do it is to print off the form and either mail it in or bring it to the Tortoise and Hare Shoe Store up on 40th and Grand here in Duluth. And just to tell you what the website actually says about the class, our Zilch to 5K program is designed to introduce or reintroduce people to the sport of running fitness as a lifelong activity and prepare them to complete a 5K race at their own pace and injury-free. You know, I want to give a shout out to Tortoise and Hare, the shoe store that kind of sponsors this class. They are really a great place to get shoes. I have had great experience finding the shoes that actually work for me, and I do think having the right shoes has been a really big key for me to actually successfully do the running that I have done. I'm kind of picky about my shoe stores, and I was introduced to what a good quality shoe store provides when I lived in Minneapolis and went to the Peterson's shoe store in Anoka, which I honestly don't know is still there. I know the owner that was there when I was there has long since passed away, but he was a great example of what those of us who have challenging feet can do to help you out. And when I came to Duluth, Tortoise and Hare kind of fit that bill for me. They took a lot of time to help me find the right shoes. And when I was just looking for walking shoes, that is, and then running, and they successfully helped me find a couple pairs of running shoes very, very quickly. So that was a huge win and time saver. If you have any experience of how long I've spent in shoe stores, you know what that means to me. So I just want to give a shout out to them, not only for the quality of care that they provide their customers and helping them figure things out, but just having and offering classes like this that help people take the next step. So thank you, Jim and Mary, the owners, for creating such a great space and atmosphere. Thank you again for listening. You can check us out on the web at wellnessren.com, also on Facebook at facebook.com/wellnessren. And if you haven't already, check us out on iTunes. You can have the episodes automatically dropped onto your phone or listening device as they show up. Thanks a lot. Have a great day. Bye-bye.